He dresses nice.
Well, see, I noticed most people around here look like just, you know, they didn't, some of them so, you know, bad, like I said, bad out decent. They're hardly decent at all.
Yeah, they ain't got a thing over the arm and nothing far over the body.
That's right. I've seen plenty of that, and I just wondered, but people around here look like people seem to be, you know, wear just regular clothes like they do everywhere else. Yeah.
Most of them do wear regular clothes. You don't find, you see a fellow walking through the street, I bet got some boys here. I don't know what got wrong with the school. They go to school sometime and not a thing on their arms.
Look like they will go to school worse than anyway, doesn't
and
it?
And look like to me that they're going there for education and there ought to be somebody teaching better.
You think they learn so much.
Yeah.
Oh, man. Well, what do they do for fun? In other words, what's that sport? What kind of recreation do they have? Do they just they go into town to movies, or what do they do?
Well, they don't have, now, so far at this facility, they don't have a real nice movie.
Oh, yeah.
They used to have it, but they cut it out.
I guess television sort of took up that.
Television must have took it up. Yeah, they used to have a big movies here, and have a rather special, something that they have on special, and have it a movie at least once a week, sometimes twice. Hmm. Right here in Newberry.
Yeah, well, that
but
was
all good. That, you see, and then they had the American Legion at American Legion Hall here once. That was nice for young people to go in and have entertainment, but they got so rough.
Yeah, they just couldn't.
Well, they couldn't tolerate it because right behind the post office. So now they moved way out on the Trillin Road, just beyond the city limits, and build a hall out there. You know how young people did.
Yeah, they gotta have some kind of recreation getting
and
together.
And then they run it in the ground.
They will.
Run it in the ground. They want to get out there and get drunk and cuss.
Yeah, I just started saying, did they have a big
one,
much of a drinking problem?
Oh, yeah, in a place like I just mentioned, have a big one.
And do they have much white lightning or moonshine or do much bootlegging?
Well, that moonshine is going on existing now, but the biggest trouble, I won't say anymore, all the time, they got this dope.
Yeah, oh, that is.
That's everywhere.
That's everywhere, even down here, away, so far away from the big city.
Yeah, now, so far as the drinking is concerned, they don't do so much whiskey drinking. My God, that dope.
Isn't that awful?
It's awful. And look like there's no way to stop it.
And I don't know what they've come up with yet that's successful. They've never worked out anything that's worked out.
Well, they are gathering in a whole lot, according to the news. I listen to the TV. Every night, and sometimes in Jacksonville, they're getting in a whole lot of hundreds and hundreds of pounds of that dope.
And then it seems like it keeps on getting in somehow, right?
Well, you know what to tell? Don't keep this to yourself. I hope this don't hear this. The man that takes it, it costs you. It's a lot of money to get it.
That's right. That's the truth.
And they ain't throwing all that dope
in there. That's right. I believe it. In other words, what's going with it, as they catch it, you don't know.
Yeah.
Just get it. Well,
tell you, it takes a lot of it.
Yeah. Well, I know what's behind the whole thing is the mafia. I firmly believe that the organized crime is behind all this dope crap. They're just making money on people.
What are you talking about? Money. And all towns, even down this town here, the small little town, I ain't never seen.
No, but you see evidence of people acting crazy and doing all kinds of stuff.
Now, a place like Gainesville, which is a city, you know about what's going on there, and you can't bother.
No. Well,
like we're talking here now, if you get in the ears of a certain group, why, we may not live a week long.
I know. Well, I mean, that's just the way it is. That is the truth.
That's true.
But it's so bad. You see, Atlanta's a big city, and oh, they have a problem with that. Mm-hmm. And they don't know what to do with it. They have organizations. But it looks like the organization just talk.
Yeah.
That's the way it works.
You ever go to Atlanta very much?
Well, that's where we live.
Yeah.
We have some folks live in Gainesville. Yeah. And so that's, we down here visited.